the hooter. It is all over, and Armagh have successfully defended their Ulster title in a dramatic game here at Hilly Park in Omagh. Armagh 3-12, Donegal 3-11, 1 point in it. What a game of ladies football, Maureen O'Donnell. Donegal came from 9 points down, but the champions held out and got the scores that counted in the second quarter of the second half.
Yeah, listen, and Jesus, my heart goes out to the Donegal girls there, because this was a cracking Ulster final, one that I haven't seen in years, you know, and it's very good to see out there a game so tight between two teams, I suppose, that have had their share of disappointments this year, you know. Armagh, no more than our own girls, have had a lot of disappointments this year, getting beat by Meath in the semi-final of the All-Ireland stages. Donegal put out by Dublin in the quarter-finals. Both teams out there to try and Armagh to defend their Ulster title, and probably Donegal to try and, I suppose, take the title back, because they didn't compete last year. But you can just see the Donegal girls down on the ground out there. They're absolutely devastated. They really put on a great shift of football there in the second half, but I feel that the game was lost in the second quarter of the first half, Oisín, you know, where Armagh had a lot of the possession, you know. Donegal down and for 9 points. 9 points, came back to 5 going in at half time, but haven't scored from they didn't really, they weren't playing in that second quarter, and that's, I think, where the damage was done, Oisín. But I mean, credit where credit's due. Armagh steadied themselves, they hurried away, they worked hard out there as a team. You know, you could see both teams tiring towards the end, and happened to just be Armagh's day to day, Oisín, by 1 point. So God, they'll be so disappointed, the girls, I know they will. But you know, from our perspective up here, and anybody watching, a great, great game of football.
Yeah, it was a cracking game of football, and unfortunately somebody had to lose it, and it was Donegal's day to lose a provincial decider today, as Armagh successfully defended the title. That period that Maureen talked about in the second quarter, Armagh hit Donegal for a goal and four unanswered. Before that, in the lead up to the water break, Amy Mackin hit 1-2 as Armagh led 2-3 to 1-2 at the water break in 15 minutes. It was a 4-point advantage. And then in that period that Maureen alluded to, where they hit us for 1-4 unanswered, and again Amy Mackin was crucial in that. She ended the half with 2-4, but Donegal got back into it with a point from Geraldine McLaughlin, which at that stage was her fourth in the game. Katie Hearn got Donegal's second goal just before the break, and that reduced the deficit to 5. Geraldine McLaughlin, no doubt, was the star scorer of the second half. She ended up with a goal and 10, scoring all of Donegal's points and that third goal in the second half. Armagh really weren't in the game in the third quarter, but the defending champions found that wee bit extra in the second quarter. Blaheen Mackin, Trina Grimes, Malin the captain, and then McKenna all getting points for Armagh, and that was enough for them to make it through this game and claim back-to-back Ulster titles, winning by a point, 3-12 to 3-11. As we said, unfortunately, there has to be a loser. Congratulations to Armagh, but Donegal will be dejected down there. On an occasion, Maureen, where several of the Donegal veterans were marked for making 100 appearances or more. Katie Hearn, Geraldine McLaughlin, Karen Guthrie, who actually didn't feature today due to injury, and Niamh Higgerty as well. So there was joy at the start of the game, marking the girls for what they've done for Donegal football, but dejection now as we look down at them. And some of these girls will be doing a bit of thinking now after this game, and what are they going to do going forward football-wise with Donegal?
Yeah, listen, absolutely, Oisín. I mean, it's a very, very hard way to end out a year that has been very, very probably disappointing from the Donegal point of view, in terms of some of their credit their performances this year, but come up against some great teams throughout the championship, the All-Ireland campaign. But they would have really, really wanted to win out there today, just to maybe set them off for the beginning of the next year. It's hard to come back from that kind of defeat there. 1 point, you'd be as well getting beat by 10 points. So yeah, on a day where it was, I suppose, a joyous occasion for some people, marking those 100 performances, like, they'll be hugely, hugely disappointed. But listen, this has been a year of upsets. We've seen it there. The Mayo men, you know, knocked the champions Dublin off the podium there this year. Meath knocked Cork ladies off it last weekend, you know, and they're an All-Ireland Championship final against Dublin now. And, you know, I would have said probably going into this game today that Donegal would have been favourable to get their hands back in the Ulster Championship Cup, but wasn't to be today. You know, when Armagh are now champions 2 years in a row, and they're going to be the team to beat next year, but they're going to have to go back at it, Oisin, and, you know, back into the drawing room and look at the year and look at what they can take from it and go forward. But as you say, some of the girls will be thinking about it next year now and what to do, you know.
Well, we're going to have the presentation here now as Armagh will be crowned Ulster champions once again, back-to-back champions. They won it last year. And Kelly Mallon, who's the captain for Armagh, is going to come up and receive the cup here now from a Donegal man. Micheál Nochtin, of course, is president of the Ladies Gaelic Football Association. He will be presenting the cup to Kelly Mallon. The Donegal players still on the pitch, and they'll stay for the presentation and applaud their winners, and they'll make their way back to what certainly will be a dejected dressing room. But it's all over here at Healy Park in Omagh as we hand back to the studio. Armagh 3-12, Donegal 3-11.